You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. We've had some technical difficulties that I hope in future shows to resolve, because it was really launching the music for the beginning of the show, and that took some time to resolve, and we really haven't completely resolved it. I'm going to have a real short show today. I'm a little bit under the weather, and we've had, because of these technical difficulties, that ate up about two-thirds of the show. I wanted to cover a story that's been on the Drudge Report, it's been on the news, but it's not going to get much attention on the television networks or for that matter, even on the radio shows, because it has to deal with foreign policy. And several things happened last week, and I think what we're in right now is the blame game, because we're seeing that Secretary of State John Kerry's peace initiative for Barack Obama has totally and completely failed. And the reason they're trying to blame the Israelis for it, which is really unfair, for the simple reason, last week, Abbas, together with Hamas, Abbas is head of Fatah, Palestinian Authority, and Hamas, and they've really been enemies. They've been rivals for control of the Palestinians, signed a unity agreement. So after all these peace talks between Israel, Kerry, and Abbas, he walks away from it by signing this unity deal with a terrorist organization. That's a deal breaker. Israel's not going to agree to it. The United States definitely should not agree with it. And now Secretary of State John Kerry has the audacity, actually the stupidity, to go in front of the Trilateral Commission, an elitist organization on foreign policy, and say words that are offensive to the government of Israel as well as Jews in the United States, that if the Israelis don't agree to a two-state policy, which they not only want to agree to, are open to, it's really the Palestinians that have the problem with this, because they really do not want to acknowledge the existence of the state of Israel. They don't. And they teach their children to hate Jews and to hate the Israelis. And that's the problem, because there are people, whether it's the Hamas group or the PLA, Abbas, they have to deal with their people, and their people do not want the state of Israel to exist. And this has been happening, and it's been happening repeatedly and repeatedly. You're supposed to learn from history. They don't want a peace agreement. They don't want a peace agreement. And how do you kill it? You sign a unity agreement. And now the Secretary of State blames Israel for it, by saying if they don't agree to a two-state, they'll end up as an apartheid nation. Excuse me, who is really advocating an apartheid nation? And that is the Palestinians. They don't want a peace agreement. It's about time that Secretary of State Kerry wake up to reality. It doesn't mean a thing, Mr. Kerry, what you want. It's what the parties to the negotiation want, and if one party simply will not agree to the state of Israel's existence, there's no area of compromise. There's never will be an agreement. In other words, your initiative has failed, and the foreign policy of the United States over these last 5 years has been a complete failure. Do I have to list the countries with Iran, Israel, Palestine, Saudi Arabia, Syria? They're beginning not only to disrespect us, but hate our guts. You have nothing to show for your talk. Talk is cheap. People in this area recognize one thing. You know what that is? That's power, and it's the use of power. Talk is cheap, and your talk is will result in nothing. And we've seen how they've disrespected the United States, President Obama, and you, sir, when they signed this unity agreement last week. It hasn't been in the news quite a bit, but it's a big deal. It is a big deal because these two groups hate each other. Even though they had a nice little unity moment that'll last probably weeks if it lasts that long, it was a way to walk away from the peace negotiations that Secretary of State Kerry has put so much time and effort into. It. It was a fool's errand to begin with. Mr. Kerry wants to get the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, he's not going to get it with an agreement between Israel and Palestine. Not anymore, because this process is over. It's over. And shame on you for bringing up an apartheid state and trying to pin that on the Israelis when just the opposite is the case. You see, both parties have to agree that there will be two states. Israel will agree to that. The problem is the Palestinians will never agree to it. They have a fundamental problem, and that is the people of Palestine, because of the propaganda and because of the education system the way it is, want to destroy the state of Israel. So you can't have a mutual agreement. So it's over with. What I was going to discuss, if I had more time, which I don't, is the failures in the foreign policy area. For example, in Syria, I think the president was had with the so-called deal over the chemical weapons. The same thing with Iran in terms of their building of a nuclear weapon. And the same thing with Russia in terms of the Ukraine. The United States is perceived to be weak in its leadership, both the president and John Kerry to be weak. They're talkers. And both our president and Kerry, unfortunately, have a credibility problem. People don't believe what they say. That only makes it worse. Not only they're viewed as weak talkers, they're weak talkers that you can't trust. These people deal in power and the use of power and force. Talk doesn't cut it. And that's exactly what they're finding out. Talk doesn't cut it. They'll be courteous, polite, and listen to you, and then walk away from you and do what they want, not what you want. And that's what we're finding time and time again. It's hard to think that two nations such as Israel and Saudi Arabia would come together, and that's exactly what 5 years of the Obama administration have done. Why? In the Middle East, the Arabs, including Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, and Kuwait, for example, fear Iran and them having a nuclear weapon. You have religious differences, namely the Arabs are Sunni and the Iranians are Shiites, and they're Persians as well. They hate each other. They literally hate each other. And they see that Iran is a threat to all the Arab nations as well as Israel, as well as Europe. Yet we have a president and secretary of state that thinks they've cut a deal. No, they haven't. Not if you listen to what the Iranians have said. It's a sham, folks. It's another foreign policy failure, one after the other. It's a disaster. Now, President Obama would rather not deal with foreign affairs at all. That's why Secretary of State Kerry was appointed, because he wanted to be president. He didn't get there for the simple reasons his lies caught up to him. His lies caught up to him. It was a close election, but he didn't get there. Now he has the job he really wants, and he's not succeeding because the people across the table, A, don't trust him. They don't believe in talk. They believe in force. And if you're perceived as weak, they won't cut a deal with you. They will do what they want, what is in their national interest, not the national interest of the United States. And that's something that they won't be able to correct. They will not be able to correct. They'll try to paper it over, talk about it, but today many of our allies have the same opinion of the United States. They don't trust us. They simply do not trust us. And you have a record of failure after failure after failure. Syria, Iran, now is Israel, Palestine, Saudi Arabia, and the Crimea and Russia. People have been posing the question, name one outstanding foreign policy success. And the silence is deafening. There isn't any. With that, I'll close our show. Hopefully, we won't have a technical problem, but we'll see. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or DCCD.